our Denver 7 Broncos insider, brought to us by ROX, Rocks, Heating, and Air. Troy, Nate and I were just talking about the Buffs and how they can get things going offensively. What's your take?
I mean, their quarterback's got to be an RPO guy and run the football. They stopped trying to make him a pocket passer right now. Ideally, Lewis, he would be. He's not right now. He's certainly not going to suddenly figure that out on the road and be that guy. So I would think ball control, you have like 9 running backs who seem functional. I would focus on telling my offensive line it's about getting off the ball, being physical, winning up front, and running the football. That's the only way I see you winning on the road is control the clock by running the football, win the time of possession game.
Well, what you just said there about CU might apply to the Broncos as well, right? The Broncos running game was supposed to be the strength of this team, or this offense at least, and has struggled. Other than Melvin Gordon's long run, they've struggled these first two games. So what is the formula of getting back on track? Is it simply an attitude? Is it a personnel issue? Is it a scheme issue? What's your idea of how they can get it on track?
Well, I think both teams these first two games have sold out to stop the run and dared Teddy Bridgewater to beat them. So I would see it a little differently, that it wasn't so much they were not effective running the ball. They stayed stubborn enough to open up play action, open up the field in the middle and even downfield. But the Giants sold out. They were like, Teddy Bridgewater can't beat us. We're going to stop the run. And that didn't work. And the Jaguars, that surprised me a little bit because the week before they had allowed 160 yards to the Texans. But they, too, decided, we're going to see if you can beat our man coverage, Teddy Bridgewater. We're going to see if Cortland Sutton can win one-on-ones with no Judy. And they did. So some of it's a little deceiving. And, you know, people say, yeah, it's just the 170-yard run. Otherwise, they've been terrible. But that 70-yard run came as a result of them being patient in the run game. Last year, they would have abandoned the run game and never gone back to it. But the key, Nate, in your question is valid. You got to be physical. You got to win up front. I talked to Javonte Williams in a one-on-one interview yesterday, and he said it's been a point of emphasis of, hey, take it personally. We got to win up front, and it's not going to be easy. That's really, you know, the strength of the Jets team. Quinnen Williams, those guys up front, Rankin, they can get after it. But it does have to be a mentality, because at some point, teams are not going to just step back and let Teddy Bridgewater beat them. And so that's when the run game's got to take off, and it's got to be effective. And I think you're going to see a better run game this week.
Defensively for the Broncos, they're already down 3 starters, Troy, in the first 2 weeks. But for the first two guys, there's, a tremendous confidence in their replacements. Bradley Chubb goes down. Well, Malik Reed led the team in sacks last year. You lose Ronald Darby. You've got Pat Surtain stepping in, your first round choice. At the inside linebacker spot now with Josie Jewell done for the year is Justin Strnad. He played well in the preseason, but that was against folks who weren't very good or weren't playing their starters. What do you expect from him on Sunday?
Well, the thing I like about Strnad is he reminds me of you, Chad. He's a smart guy. He's a high IQ guy. So, I mean, and I say that, you know, seriously, that he's not going to go out there and the stage isn't going to be too big. He will know his assignments. He will know what he's going to do. He is that kind of guy. The issue will be with him. He was drafted as a hybrid safety linebacker type. Is he a little undersized? Well, in the modern game, maybe not, because it allows him to have coverage skills. But he came in last week and finished 2nd on the team in tackles. He adapted. Now this week he has a whole week to prepare, knowing he's the starter. Will there be moments where you go, man, you know, they missed Jewell? But, I mean, the irony of Jewell is, and I like Jewell, but, you know, fans, Broncos country, and even me at times, have been trying to replace J.C. Jewell for the last 2 years. So Strnad, he brings a different element because of his athleticism and coverage. Where Jewell was excelling more now than ever before was the physicality, the tackles for a loss, because I felt like his first 2 years, he was piling up tackles, but guys were hitting him and still getting 2 yards after contact. Jewell was not that guy this year. So the Jewell he's replacing this year is a meaningful player, is a leader on their defense. But I would just tell fans, give Strnad a chance, have an open mind, because this kid gets it. He has athleticism that's unique, and he is so smart that I feel like the stage won't be too big. It doesn't mean there won't be mistakes, but I think the other key, too, is Alexander Johnson has to step up his game and get back to the playmaker he was a couple years ago. That will allow Strnad to seamlessly kind of integrate himself into the defense.
Part of the, I think, the benefit of having Josie Jewell out there on the field was his leadership and getting guys lined up. And correct me if I'm wrong, didn't he wear the green dot? If he's out, who wears the green dot helmet? Who's that signal caller that the coaches on the sideline are communicating with?
It's Alexander Johnson, and he's done it before, and he did it last week when Jewel went out of the game. And that's stuff that Coach Fangio has challenged Alexander to be better at. And you know how the game happens fast, both you and Nate. I mean, you've seen it. It's a lot easier for us in the press box to see it from the, you know, 30,000 feet. It's happening quickly at the end of a play to make sure guys are getting lined up, make sure your D-line, they're recognizing, you know, do we need a stunt here? Where are we moving? And that's what he's challenged Alexander Johnson to do better at. He said he was better last week. They could use Sternad, but I think that would be a mistake to ask a kid who's making his first start to also call signals. That's too much for me. I think you're asking too much of him. But, yes, Alexander Johnson will have the green dot on his helmet, and that's where Jewel excelled. He was really good at getting guys in position. So now it's up to Alexander to take that on and to do it in a way that works for this group. And they have leaders. Vaughn's a leader. Some of these other guys are leaders. But, you know, Chad, as a linebacker, you have a unique view to where you see everything. And Alexander, I know he gets that part of it. He just got to communicate it probably more quickly than he's done in the past.
Troy, real quick for me, we got a text from Chuck in L.A. that said the last three rookie quarterbacks for the Jets have won the next game after a loss with four-plus interceptions. Is this a trap game for the Broncos?
I mean, how could it be? How could you be a trap game for a team that has missed the playoffs for five straight years? I just don't understand it. Did I wake up and it's like 2015? The Broncos have been terrible for 5 years. No game should be a trap game for them. You're coming back home, and so I would challenge Chuck, and I appreciate the text, where were those games? I doubt they were in an environment like Zach Wilson's going to encounter this Sunday at Empower Field. That place is going to be absolutely bouncing, just lit. Fans are eager. They're 2-0. There's real optimism for the first time since probably 2016, maybe early in the 17th season. Good luck, Zach Wilson. Good luck, because they've already allowed 10 sacks. He hasn't faced a pass rusher like Von Miller, and I guarantee you he hasn't faced an environment. The noise he's going to hear on third and long from this crowd in Broncos country.
Thanks, Troy. Appreciate it, and always love it when you use words like lit. That was Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Broncos insider presenter, ROX, Rocks, Heating, and Air. Who do Nate and I think wins on Sunday? We'll give you our King Supers Broncos picks next.